Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, with you. Hope you had a good weekend. Coming up on the show, LSU is looking for a new head football coach. Ed Orgeron, after Saturday's win against the University of Florida, said he's leaving.
I'm leaving.
He said he's out after this season.
Great young man.
And we'll talk a little bit about that coming up on the show. Guy won a national championship a couple of years ago, but hasn't really been able to win consistently without that one particular quarterback who led them to the national championship, Joe Burrow. We will talk about that coming up. Arkansas homeless man returns to pay for Little Debbie snack he stole during robbery. A homeless man in Arkansas returned to a gas station to pay for a Little Debbie cake he was told to take after walking in on a robbery in progress last week. The robbery happened around 3 a.m. last Friday at a Big Red convenience store at a Valero gas station in Little Rock, Arkansas. The suspect pulled a gun on an employee behind the counter and demanded cash from the register. As the employee put the money into a bag, a homeless man walked in. He just happened to walk in during the robbery. The suspect told the homeless man to take anything he wanted. So the homeless man grabbed a Little Debbie cake and walked out. But once police responded to the scene, the homeless man returned to pay for the Little Debbie cake. Police said the suspect also stole two packs of cigarettes before fleeing the gas station in a vehicle. And I don't know if they caught that thief or not yet. I don't think they have.
I mean, I guess he's a very generous thief, right? He was willing to share the spoils of his crime to just anybody who walked in.
Well, he's robbing a convenience store, Coleman, and while the worker, the employee of the convenience store, is putting the cash in a bag, a homeless guy just happened to walk in, and the robber said, "Hey, just grab anything you want. It's on me."
Yeah, he's a big-hearted thief. You know, if I was the employee at the giving the money, I would say, "Well, can I take something too? I mean, I just work here. I mean, if you're giving away Debbie cakes and all that and telling people to take what they want, can I get dibs on something?"
You would ask a robber that if he was robbing you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that the homeless man was able to find some money for the Little Debbie and bring it back to the convenience store.
I find that a lot of homeless people have more money on them than I do. I've seen it happen a couple of times. You know, the guys that stand on the corner and beg that we assume are homeless, and most of them are. But I remember one day I was working at Oakwood Mall, and I was going to work, and there was a homeless guy. You know, he was begging for money. I'm assuming he's homeless. He was a beggar. Let's just say he was a beggar. And I had $17 on me. I had a 10, a 5, and 2 ones. So I gave him 2 ones. I gave him $2. I said, "Well, here you go." Right, I go work my shift, and as I'm leaving, he's getting arrested, and as the cops were searching him, he had like $300 on him. Wow. So it was that point I said, you know what, I'm not giving these beggars money. This dude had more money on him than I had after coming from work, just sitting out there begging. And that's the point I said, I'm not giving beggars money anymore. Most of them are better off than I am.
Well, I know that you really dislike going to a gas station when you know that someone will come up to you and ask you for money while you're at that gas station. I've seen you post on Facebook how you'd rather go without gas than have to deal with being asked for money every time you go to the gas station.
I have done it before. I will go to a gas station on E, and if I see one of the usual beggars hanging out, I would take the chance to try to find another gas station before I stop and deal with somebody asking me for money at that gas station. Yeah, here's like one of my biggest pet peeves. Top five. Something about them begging me for money when I know I'm broke just bothers me. And you're not allowed to like punch them or nothing. Like, you just have to sit there and be like, no, you can't do anything about it. That's the part that sucks the worst.
Yeah, living here in the city of New Orleans, I walk around all over the place, and most days I get asked for something.
Now, this particular homeless guy, it's Arkansas. He's a pretty, clearly he's a good dude. He's willing to return the money unless he, you know, he had a guilt trip on him at least, you know. So he went back and said, hey, I took a Debbie cake. That means he ate the Debbie cake. I would have brought back the Debbie cake. Like, here, look, the guy made me take it. I didn't really want it, but here you go.
The little Debbie cake.
The little Debbie. Lil Debbie cake. Sounds like a rapper name. Lil Debbie.
Yeah, little Debbie, they have fine products. Funny meme going around the internet. You may have seen it. Saying if, you know, after the damn pandemic and when stores closed, the meme said, you know, if all food stores closed, you know, I'd be in trouble. I don't even know where little Debbie lives. a homeless guy in Arkansas with a big heart. All right, coming up on the show, this is it for Ed Orgeron as head football coach at LSU. He said after Saturday's win, he's out after this season. And I know there are some people that are happy about that, some LSU fans. I know a few that aren't happy about that. Stay tuned. That and a whole lot more we got to get to on the show this morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Rush there. You know, two weekends ago, not this past weekend that just ended, but two weekends ago, the Ohio State University marching band played a bunch of Rush songs. They did a Rush tribute. It's really good. It's flying around the internet. I know it's on Facebook. And if you're a fan of Rush, check that out if you get a minute. They did a great job. It's cool to see a marching band play Rush. Hope you had a good weekend this weekend. I'm a big fan of Hooters. I like their chicken wings are really good. Yeah, of course the waitresses and the outfits they wear are fantastic. But breaking news this morning out of Hooters. Hooters reverses policy on skimpy new underwear bottoms. Yeah, not that long ago, Hooters said that the women who worked there, their waitresses, they had to wear new shorts. They were very skimpy. And evidently they weren't that popular with the Hooters employees. So the company just said it is reversing its recent mandate that female servers trade in their already short shorts for new skin tight bikini cut bottoms.
Ah, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Hooters released a statement. They said, as we continue to listen and update the image of the Hooters girls, we are clarifying that they have the option to choose from traditional uniforms or the new ones. They can determine which style of shorts best fits their body style and personal image.
I'm glad that Hooters is under no illusion that the uniforms is based on body style and personal image. I'm glad that, because, you know, most people say, no, it's just a work uniform. It shouldn't matter. But they understand what they're doing. And I like that they're open about it. Like, hey, we have our waitresses wear these to accentuate their body image.
The Hooters turnaround, Coleman, came after some of its servers, some of its employees, took to social media to rip the new underwear shorts. Now, one employee wrote, oh, look, a wedgie.
Hey.
She did that in a TikTok video where she was modeling.
Front wedgie or a back wedgie? I'm going to have to check that video out.
The new uniform bottoms. You know, I've got, I'm looking at a picture of the, of these new, you know, just Rush liked that picture too. I'm looking at, I've got a couple pictures here. Maybe I got to get these up on our radio station's website. Bayou957.com.
I do like the idea that they gave them an option too. They didn't just outright say, well, no, we're getting rid of the bikini cut. We're just going to give our employees the option to choose between the traditional Hooters shorts and bikini cut shorts. I had no idea this was going on. I haven't been to Hooters in a couple of months. You know, that's one of my favorite restaurants. I love the
spices. I was with you in a Hooters and our traffic guy, Joshua Dowsch, not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. We've been to Hooters multiple times. Yeah. I go to Hooters by myself. That's how much I love it. I was sitting and eat Hooters by myself. That's how much I love Hooters. But yeah, this text says, bring back 911 wing sauce at Hooters. They got rid of that? I could have sworn last time I went there, I had the 911 sauce. The one they need to bring back is the Triple Dog Dare sauce. That was my favorite sauce the last time I went. They said they don't have the Triple Dog Dare anymore.
I'm looking at the picture of these new Hooters shorts. I do see a wedgie. They are they're that tight and they're that small.
The front wedgie or the back wedgie? I can't see your screen from here.
Back wedgie.
Okay, that's cool too.
One person took to social media, one who wasn't happy about this, one Hooters employee, and said, this is why the Hooters girls are upset, because this is not what I agreed to wear a year ago when I was hired, said a 22-year-old University of South Carolina School of Medicine student who is helping pay for that School of Medicine by working at Hooters.
I wonder what they were going for, though. It wasn't like the original Hooters shorts were bad. I think they were pretty decent. Did they have to compete with another restaurant with the girls wearing, like, bikini lingeries or something? Usually when a restaurant makes a decision like this is because there's competition. But, you know, the original shorts do pretty well. I can understand that the restaurant was called Cheeks, but it's not called Cheeks. It's called Hooters. So the focus should be on the upper body more than the lower body, right?
Yeah, one Hooters worker put on social media, I've been making way more money with these new shorts.
Now, she has the right mindset.
So that's...
Cha-ching!
Well, you know, businesses are always looking to stay fresh. And with Hooters, it's not just the chicken wings they want to keep fresh. And they went with this new look, but evidently some of the women who work at Hooters, not that happy about it. But now they'll get the option if they want to go back to what they were wearing for shorts before they went to these new wedgie-like skimpy underwear bottoms for shorts.
I would say the whole staff would have to wear them, not just the waitresses. I'll make the cooking staff, the kitchen staff,
no, you don't
and the managers.
No,
I'll make everybody wear them, just to, so everybody can have an idea what everybody's going through.
Remember,
so you wouldn't tip more if you saw like the dude frying a chicken head on booty shorts too while he's frying the chicken
for
you?
No, I know. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I just I've always been a fan of Hooters. Remember, what was it now? 10, 15 years ago, there was that one guy who sued Hooters and said, "You know, I don't want to work in the kitchen. I want to be a server. And but because I'm a guy, I'm not allowed to be a server. They make me sit back in the kitchen and work in the kitchen." There's one guy that wanted to really mess things up at Hooters.
Well, I tried to do it at Victoria's Secret. I tried to work the floor, but they put me in the back, which I didn't mind after I saw how horrible the floor really was.
That sounded like a pretty fun gig working at
Victoria's Secret. I thought it would be. Then, you know, about 2-3 months in, you realize it's a real job. It's not as glamorous as you would imagine being the only guy working at Victoria's Secret. I thought it was heaven. I thought it was a dream. But then when you realize what you actually have to do, you know, stocking and picking up the store and mopping and all the other stuff, yeah, it can be hectic. This text says, if you don't like it, don't wear it. Today, no one is forcing you to wear it. Well, the issue was they were forcing them to wear it. It was a mandate, but they just changed the mandate. Yeah.
I know Hooters had a little bit of competition not that long ago. Remember Twin Peaks?
Yep.
I know there was one there in the mall in Metairie.
And it had one in Algiers where the Sports Academy.
But
they
had
some great sliders.
But I know that I guess Rush likes Twin Peaks as well. but the one in Metairie, it's not there anymore. I heard there may be one coming to New Orleans, but anyway, that's the biggest competition that I could think of when it comes to Hooters. So at least some good news this morning that the Hooters employees will get to wear the shorts that they want to wear. Coming up on the show, LSU is looking for a new football coach as Ed Orgeron resigned after the game on Saturday, although he said he will finish the season as the Tigers football coach. It's a pretty massive buyout, too, what this is going to cost LSU. We'll talk about that coming up. We have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. On Saturday, Purdue University beat the second-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes in a college football upset. And after Purdue won the game, someone at Purdue University tweeted, "We just beat the number 2 out of Iowa." That's a pretty good tweet. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you. Did you know when you buy bread that either the twist tie that keeps the bag that your bread is in closed, You could either buy it with a twist tie, or you could buy it with a little plastic tag. It's got sometimes it may even have both of those things on there. But did you know that there are always a different color. And the reason why they're different colors, and I'm talking about the twist ties and the plastic tag, why they're a different color is because the color of those two things represents the day of the week that they were baked.
I learned something today.
That loaf of bread was baked. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's a whole color scheme. If you have a blue twist tie or a blue plastic tag on your loaf of bread, that means it was baked on Monday. Green tags tell you it was baked on Tuesday. Red tags or twist ties on your loaf of bread indicate that loaf was baked on Thursday. White, if you have a white tag or twist tie, that indicates that it was baked on Friday, and a yellow tag means it was baked on Saturday. So they have five colors.
But that sounds like six, right? Monday to Saturday?
But no, it was Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
It's because, Coleman, that most commercial bakeries are closed on Wednesday and Sunday.
I did not know that.
I learned something today.
So there's I guess no 2-day together weekend for people who work at commercial bakeries.
I think it was a missed opportunity. They should have had a black tag for Friday. That way they can say it was Black Friday. It's the Black Friday tag or the Black Friday twist. That's what I would have did.
Well, that makes it easier. And I never looked for the color of the twist tie or the plastic tag. I just go right for the date. Where is the date printed?
That's usually what I do, too. That's pretty smart, though.
Well, I thought that was interesting, and I never knew that until I saw this. And I mean, I never knew that most commercial bakeries were closed and didn't bake bread on Wednesdays and on Sundays. I didn't know that.
See that? So the cliche is true. You do learn something every single day of your life, no matter how long you live.
No, I try. That happens to me weekdays, Coleman, because we do this show Monday through Friday. And I'm always learning new things, but I don't learn that many new things on Saturdays and Sundays. Usually I'm giving my brain a rest from trying to learn new things on Saturdays and Sundays when we're learning so many new things on Monday through Friday. Coming up this morning on the show next, it's our Big O segment. And this has to do with a big job opening in Baton Rouge. And a few of the details on why LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron quit after Saturday's loss, or after Saturday's win against Florida. He actually made the decision to quit after a week ago Saturday's loss to Kentucky. But nothing was said until after this week's game, the win over the Florida Gators. And this is going to cost some money to have Ed Orgeron leave LSU, because he still has years left on his contract. And we've got some of the details on that coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin, here with you. And Saturday, since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O. Saturday, after LSU beat the Florida Gators, was a wild game. It wasn't very SEC-like when the team gets 49 points. Both teams score a lot of points. But LSU beat the Florida Gators in Baton Rouge on Saturday. And then after the game, LSU head coach Ed Orgeron said that he's going to finish coaching this season and then he's done. And from what I understand, he came to that decision last week after they lost to Kentucky. And we had said a couple times on this show how Ed Orgeron, without Joe Burrow, is an under 500 coach, meaning he's lost more games than he's won as the head football coach at LSU. I mean, we all remember the 2019 season, a couple of seasons ago, when LSU had one of the best, if not the best, offenses that college football ever saw. And it's all because they had Joe Burrow putting up incredible numbers. I mean, Joe Burrow arguably in 2019 was the greatest college quarterback who ever played. But without Joe Burrow, Ed Orgeron hasn't been able to win. And this is going to be a buyout. Did you know that Ed Orgeron, his yearly contract was over $9 million a year,
cha-ching,
making him the second highest paid college football coach in the United States behind Nick Saban at Alabama. And this buyout is going to be around $18 million.
Cha-ching.
Ed Orgeron isn't getting all of that money. Ed Orgeron is, I guess he is getting a bunch of it. Ed Orgeron will be scheduled to receive 9 separate payouts. The first scheduled payout will be this coming December 15th. He'll get a check for $5 million.
Cha-ching.
That's the first of 9 separate payouts. There will be 2 payouts next year in 2022 in the amount of $1
million. $1
million. He will also receive 2 payments each of $750,000 and $500,000 and $426,000 each year, with the final payout, the final payment coming December 15th, 2025. The company Tiger Boys LLC will also receive 9 buyout payments on that same schedule. And there's another LLC that's getting a one-time payment of $680,000. So this is in total going to cost LSU $18 million to part ways with Ed Orgeron.
I know it's sad when somebody resigns or loses their job, but I have this strange suspicion that O's going to be okay. He's gonna be just fine. It's a sneaking suspicion that I have. I don't know why. Well, he can't put my finger on it, but
here's the sneaky suspicion, Coleman. he's got the money. He already made a lot of money. And he did say something funny when money came up.
Let me guess. He went,
cha-ching.
Close, Coleman. Okay. He said, I think I can afford a hamburger, a double cheeseburger, maybe. That's what he said.
Just barely. Those double cheeseburgers can get expensive.
And look, when he won the national championship with LSU 2 years ago, 2019 was fantastic. 2020, last year, was the COVID year, and a bunch of players opted out and didn't play. You know, Jamar Chase was one of them. And look what he's doing now in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. It's like LSU revisited. They're winning games, the Cincinnati Bengals are. But Ed Orgeron did not blame that. He did not blame the bunch of injuries this year that happened to several LSU star players. He just had a hard time reloading. And how about that game Saturday against Florida? Their running back, a guy named Tyrion Davis Price, broke the school's rushing record, broke Leonard Fournette's rushing record when he rushed for 287 yards in Saturday's game. He only had 220 yards for his career going into that game on Saturday. Then he ended up Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin, here with you. And Saturday, since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O. Saturday, after LSU beat the Florida Gators, it was a wild game. It wasn't very SEC-like when the team gets 49 points. Both teams score a lot of points. But LSU beat the Florida Gators in Baton Rouge on Saturday. And then after the game, LSU head coach Ed Orgeron said that he's going to finish coaching this season, and then he's done. And from what I understand, he came to that decision last week after they lost to Kentucky. And we had said a couple times on this show how Ed Orgeron, without Joe Burrow, is an under 500 coach, meaning he's lost more games than he's won as the head football coach at LSU. I mean, we all remember the 2019 season, a couple of seasons ago, when LSU had one of the best, if not the best, offenses that college football ever saw. And it's all because they had Joe Burrow putting up incredible numbers. I mean, Joe Burrow arguably in 2019 was the greatest college quarterback who ever played. Without Joe Burrow, Ed Orgeron hasn't been able to win. And this is going to be a buyout. Did you know that Ed Orgeron his yearly contract was over $9 million a year.
Cha-ching.
Making him the second highest paid college football coach in the United States behind Nick Saban at Alabama. And this buyout is going to be around $18 million.
Cha-ching.
Ed Orgeron isn't getting all of that money. Ed Orgeron is, I guess he is getting a bunch of it. Ed Orgeron will be scheduled to receive 9 separate payouts. The first scheduled payout will be this coming December 15th. He'll get a check for $5 million.
Cha-ching.
That's the first of 9 separate payouts. There will be 2 payouts next year in 2022 in the amount of $1
million. $1
million. He will also receive 2 payments each of $750,000 and $500,000 and $426,000 each year, with the final payout, the final payment coming December 15th, 2025. The company Tiger Boys LLC will also receive 9 buyout payments on that same schedule. And there's another LLC that's getting a one-time payment of $680,000. So this is in total going to cost LSU $18 million to part ways with Ed Orgeron.
I know it's sad when somebody resigns or loses their job, but I have this strange suspicion that O's going to be okay. He's gonna be just fine. It's a sneaking suspicion that I have. I don't know why. Well, he can't put my finger on it, but
here's the sneaky suspicion, Coleman. He's got the money. He already made a lot of money, and he did say something funny when money came up.
Let me guess. He went.
Cha-ching.
Close, Coleman. Okay. He said, I think I can afford a hamburger, a double cheeseburger, baby. That's what he said.
Just barely. Those double cheeseburgers can get expensive.
And look, when he won the national championship with LSU 2 years ago, 2019 was fantastic. 2020, last year, was the COVID year, and a bunch of players opted out and didn't play. You know, Ja'Marr Chase was one of them. And look what he's doing now in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. It's like LSU revisited. They're winning games, the Cincinnati Bengals are. But Ed Orgeron did not blame that. He did not blame the bunch of injuries this year that happened to several LSU star players. He just had a hard time reloading. And how about that game Saturday against Florida? Their running back, a guy named Tyrion Davis Price, broke the school's rushing record, broke Leonard Fournette's rushing record when he rushed for 287 yards in Saturday's game. He only had 220 yards for his career going into that game on Saturday. that he ended up breaking the New Orleans native Leonard Fournette's single-game rushing record at LSU. And he's got that now at 287 yards.
This text says, Mel Tucker took Michigan State from 2-5 to 7-0 top 10. Last time LSU took a Spartan coach, it was Nick Saban.
It's a good point. The coach of Michigan State, his name has come up. The coach of Baylor, his name has come up. And a few other names have come up as well. I just find it amazing how, you know, the school could pay out $18 million to get rid of a coach.
Every time I hear money in those large quantities like that, I just can't help but fantasize and imagine what it would be like if I just got a taste of that. And then I always look back at my life and figure out, where did I go wrong? Why am I not getting $9 million a year? What do I need to do?
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you, Coleman, you know, keep working hard at this radio job. But I've been working in radio longer than you, and the pastures aren't that green.
But at least we're enjoying ourselves, though, right?
Yes.
Obviously, that counts.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, if you're listening, do you agree with this? I mean, obviously, Ed Orgeron, the last few weeks, has been getting asked regularly if he's on the hot seat or the cold seat. You're not winning. It's not hot. But you're not winning. It's also very hot. And I guess he just got tired of being asked, hey, how much longer are you going to be coaching LSU after every loss? That's what happens, you know. I mean, there's a handful of schools in our country where they have to win for the coach to stay employed. If they don't win, and LSU is one of those schools.
This text says, they hit the panic button too early. National championships, then the COVID throwaway year. And if they rise above the injuries this year, they may regret this.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about this? And that's a valid point of view that texter just had. Text us. And keep your text short, one or two sentences. 504-260-9595. If your text is good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And please never, ever text while you're driving. Do you agree with LSU and Ed Orgeron parting ways after this season? Do you agree with that? Or do you think, like our last texter, wow, that's pretty quick. After winning the national championship and then the COVID year with the opt-outs right after the national championship and then the injuries this year. Do you agree? And is there someone that you want to see as the new head football coach in Baton Rouge at LSU? Your texts next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Happy birthday today to R&B singer Ne-Yo. He'll be celebrating with his brothers Mayo and Yo-Yo.
It's Ne-Yo. You didn't have to stress the long knee, but...
Ne-Yo.
Ne-Yo.
Well, okay, well, today's his birthday. Here on Bayou 95.7. Hey, coming up next, your texts about LSU and head football coach Ed Orgeron parting ways. Your texts on that next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And if you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment is about Ed Orgeron and LSU football parting ways. The head coach said after this past Saturday's win against Florida that this is his last season as head coach of LSU. There will be a buyout. I think it's going to cost LSU about $18 million from what I read. Ed Orgeron was the second highest paid college football coach in the United States behind Nick Saban. Ed Orgeron was making $9 million, a little more than $9 million a year. But after winning the national championship a couple seasons ago in 2019, he hasn't had success. He's an under 500 coach without Joe Burrow behind center. And even though last year, the year after they won the national championship, was the COVID year, they had a lot of opt-outs. This year they had a lot of injuries. He wasn't making any excuses, and you still got to be able to refill when things like that happen. So Ed Orgeron out after this season. I asked you to text us how you felt about that. We've heard from a couple of people said they thought this was a little bit too quick.
This first text says, money isn't everything, but it's nice to save free donations. This text says, that's why student tuition keeps going up. The students are paying for this ridiculous amount. Kaylin says, yes, he should be fired. Plus, you don't bring your girlfriend's kids to practice for a college football team.
Well, let me go back to two texters ago. LSU is one of the few colleges in the United States where their football program pays for all the sports. Their football, what they make in revenue from their football program, pays for all of the athletics on campus. I don't think the students who go to LSU are paying these millions of dollars for their football coach or to buy out their football coach.
Robin Terrytown says, I don't think they should get rid of the coach. They should get rid of the recruiters. This text says, it's way too early. All our players are hurt this year. Mark says, oh, lost focus on football, bringing his girlfriend's kids to practice. Team lost discipline.
Yeah, how about some of those pictures over the last couple of years of Coach Orgeron with you'd see online and there'd be some really attractive woman next to him. I don't know if he was just walking past her because he's married, isn't he?
I have no idea what his relationship status is. And says, I love Coach O, and I find that they jump way too fast on letting him go. And his last text says, Coach O is crying all the way to the bank.
Yeah, and again, the funny thing that Coach O said, I think he said this on Saturday. He said that he'll be able to eat a hamburger or a double cheeseburger. He's already got the money. He's cashed in. So, we'll see. Like I said, the new head football coach at LSU, the coach at Michigan State, his name has come up. The coach at Baylor, his name has come up. There's been a new names who come up, and we'll
go fill out an application, John. You could use a few million a year, right?
Yeah, but it's been a while since I coached football, Coleman.
Yeah, you never know unless you try.
Coming up on the show, we've got a list of things that people only pretend to like. You think people like these things, but they really don't. That's next. Still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. I have a list of things people only pretend to like. Things that people will tell you that they like, but they really don't. One of the things on this list is other people's kids. That's awful.
Or just kids in general.
Well, I guess kids that aren't our own. I guess that could fall under that umbrella.
Yeah, since I don't have any kids, all the kids on the world are other people's kids.
But other people's kids are on the list. I guess it's nicer for you to tell people that you like their kids when you really don't.
Oh, it's multiple facets. Not only do you like them, also that they are cute. You know, you ever seen like baby pictures, and you can't say a baby picture looks bad, but in your heart, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know about this one.
All right, besides other people's kids, the list of things that people only pretend to like are NFTs. Coleman, do you know what NFTs are?
Not really, no. I know it has something to do with memes on the internet or ownership of viral videos. It's fairly new, and I have no idea how it works or what it is.
Well, when I saw this, I Googled NFT because I didn't know what NFT was. And NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token, maybe? I don't know.
Non-fungible token.
Well, I can sit here and tell you with 100% honesty, I don't pretend to like NFTs because I don't even know what the hell they are. And it already sounds like something I don't like. So, no, you won't catch me pretending to like NFTs.
A non-fungible token is a unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a digital ledger. So that
sounds like French to me. I have no idea.
Well, that would be your meme. That would be a video recording meme. You know, something. I guess an NFT is something that people might use on the internet, but they're not allowed to use it because they don't have the rights to use it.
Who would pretend to like such a thing?
Yeah. Who would say I like NFTs? Okay. Other things besides other people's kids and NFTs that people only pretend to like: company holiday parties. Can relate to that, although we haven't had one in a while. TV shows like The Voice and The Masked Singer. People only pretend to like those. Like, if I didn't like that show or those shows, why would I tell people that I did?
Yeah, so far, most of the things on this list doesn't seem like something you have to pretend to like, other than other people's children, because you don't want to offend other people, especially when you see how proud they are of their children. But NFTs and The Masked Singer, like, you don't have to pretend to like that. Like, I don't even, like, The Masked Singer, the reason I don't like it, because even after the singers are unmasked, I still don't recognize who the hell these people are.
Watching golf on television.
I hate watching golf. You actually do like it though, right?
If it's a big tournament and there are great players playing, yeah.
So you're not pretending, John?
Just No, I'm not pretending. Again, who doesn't like watching golf on television? Who would then tell people that they do? Neighbors is on this list of things people only pretend to like. Many people just...
Well, I show my neighbors common courtesy, but I stay to myself for the most part. So I don't pretend to like them, but I do show them neighborly respect. I'll wave if they wave, but other than that, I avoid them.
Vacationing with extended family. is most people, they go on vacation. If they go with their families, they want to leave it right there at their family. They don't want the extended family.
I don't even want the primary family. Do you know how hard it is to have fun when your mom's around? She always wants to do stuff like go on cruises and go to Vegas, but like I can't do all the stuff I want to do because my mom is right here.
Three more things on this list that people only pretend to like. Pregnancy.
I mean, I've never been pregnant before, so I don't know if I would like it or not either. It doesn't seem fun when I see other people pregnant.
So are they talking about the women that are pregnant? Or are they talking about other people who don't like pregnancy?
Yeah, this should have been more specific. Because I'm thinking to myself, if I found out that somebody I knew, I got them pregnant, I probably wouldn't be too thrilled. But
if you have friends and they have kids, I don't have a problem with that if that's what they want to do.
I'm indifferent. I'm not going to say I like it or dislike it. As long as it's not my kids, I could care less.
Running. See, I'm no fan of running, and I don't know who runs and pretends to like it and tells people, "Oh yeah, I like running," and they really don't. And going to church on Sunday.
I haven't been to church in decades, so I don't have to pretend to like that anymore either.
Even though I'm Catholic, I don't go to church every Sunday.
But when you do go, do you enjoy it? See, the thing about Catholic churches, right. This usually take about an hour. Have you ever been to a Baptist church service? Dude, it could be up to 4 or 5 hours.
Are the Baptists the ones that sing and dance?
Yeah, they do. They do the choir. They do the baptisms. They have the collection played about 4 or 5 different times. And then they have the brimstone preacher talking about Revelation, how everybody's going to die if they don't give them the money.
See, I've seen some videos on YouTube and on the internet of people dancing and singing at church. And they're really getting down. They're really having a good time. And I thought to myself, sure, that's not the exact religion I am, but they look like they're having a blast.
Yeah, if heaven was like that, it wouldn't, you know, if everyone was like that, it would be cool to go.
and also thrown in here, Facebook, people say they like and they're only pretending. Social media influencers, small talk. All right, see, I can agree with that. And there was, and finally, people in general.
I can relate to the last one.
People pretend to like other people, but they really don't. I thought that was interesting. A list of things people only pretend to like.
Don't you wish we can get to the point in society where we just accept that we don't have to pretend anymore? Wouldn't it be cool to just say, I already don't like my neighbors. I already don't like other people. I already don't like these TV shows. I already don't like your kids.
I think life would be better that way.
Yeah, just be honest. Oh, here's my son. I don't like your son. Please keep your son away from me. I think if people were more accepting to accept that people don't like certain things that you like and nobody got offended, the world would be a much better place. You don't have to hold any animosity in.
So there's a stigma about not liking things, because if there wasn't, people would just flat out and tell you, no, I don't like these things.
You know how many people don't like me just because I don't like dogs? Like, you don't like dogs, and it's this whole thing, and I have to explain why. And yeah,
well, I wonder why you don't like dogs.
Too much to take care of, too loud, too noisy, especially chihuahuas. They're the worst.
Nah, dogs are great.
No, they're not.
And I'm not pretending. Hey, coming up, still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Do you know a bunch of people named their baby boy Taysom around here recently? Do you know where that name came from? I mean, you know, he's the football player on the New England Patriots that can play basically every position. But do you know where his parents got that name from? You may be surprised. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So a bunch of people are naming their sons Taysom after Taysom Hill. I was just reading about this woman in Mississippi who just had a baby, and she named her son Taysom. Do you know where, and she said she did so, she flat out said, I wanted something unique, and Taysom Hill is definitely unique. I mean, he's the New Orleans Saint who can play many different positions on a football field. There aren't many like him.
Yeah, but you think when you want to come up with something unique, you wouldn't take somebody else's name. You'd just make up your own, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, Taysom Hill's mother, Natalie Hill, she said there's not a great story behind her son's distinct name. She and her husband, Taysom's father, Doug Hill, wanted an uncommon name with two syllables for their son because Hill is such a short and common last name. So it had to be two syllables and it had to be uncommon. And where they lived in Idaho, where they had Taysom Hill, there was a construction company there called Taysom Construction. It was a local family-owned business in Idaho. And it came from the surname of its founders. Evidently, the company was everywhere in the late 1980s and early 1990s. They used to see Taysom construction signs everywhere. So I guess they looked at each other one day and said, hey, Taysom, that would be a good name for our son.
All right, so considering that this woman in Mississippi named her son Taysom because she thought it was unique after Taysom Hill, but then you find out that Taysom Hill's parents got it from a name in Idaho, and where they was from, when you come to think about it, it's not really a unique name then. A couple of other people had it way before Taysom Hill. See?
Well, because of Taysom Hill, now even more people are going to have it.
Yeah. I like Taysom Hill's dad named Doug Hill because it sounds like the opposite. Most people, they don't dig a hill. They climb a hill, and most people dig a grave, but it was Doug Hill. So I just like that the dichotomy of the sounds of the name, Doug Hill. Like, he's digging a hill. He dug a hill. I love that.
Well, that's where Taysom Hill's name came from, the Taysom Construction Company out in Pocatello, Idaho.
Idaho. Speaking of Taysom Hill and football, I dropped down this week on the King of the Bayou Football Challenge. Ginty's now number one at 41 points, and it's all because of that one game that I predicted wrong. I thought that Cleveland would be able to beat the Cardinals, but
there were some good games this week. We'll talk more about that later when it's King of the Bayou football talk time. We still have a Monday night game tonight,
yeah,
and so we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a woman who was getting a tattoo on her buttocks. Wait till you hear what happened. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. The Fart and the Furious. Tattoo artist set ablaze during butt tattoo gas leak. Getting a tattoo touch-up should be very easy. But things recently took a dramatic turn. for a size model in England. She thought she was going to get a simple touch-up to her vintage buttock tattoo. But it ended in both her and her tattoo artist visiting the local emergency room after a gassy incident. The plus-size model in England, her, who has the butt tattoo, the tattoo on her buttock, her name is Tracy Munter. And she went over to Good Tattoo Emporium in Rotherham, England, to have the finishing touches applied to a representation of the famous chariot race scene from the 1959 movie Ben-Hur. She had that tattooed on her buttock.
You mean her ass is so big that you can have the entire Coliseum of Ben-Hur tattooed around her butt cheek with the chariots and everything? Wow. I'm going to have to check that ass out.
Yeah, you like larger buttocks.
Yeah, I like my women thick. I certainly do.
Well, this woman is a plus-size model.
I'm already into it.
Things took an unexpected turn when Tracy Munter let out a tiny fart while she was getting her butt tattoo touched up. That fart unexpectedly met the tattoo artist's cigarette. I guess he was smoking while he was doing the tattoo on the woman's buttock. He says, next thing is, I sense a slight ripple in the buttock cleavage area just around Charlton Heston's whip. Oops. He's the star of Ben-Hur. And a hissing sound, more of a whoosh than a rasp. And before I know what's happening, there's a flame shooting from her arse to my cigarette, and my beard has gone up like an Aussie bushfire. Well, he shouldn't be smoking a cigarette while he is tattooing a woman's buttock.
Yeah, it's on. It's definitely on him. It's definitely on him. It's not on her.
He rushed to the sink to put out the flames while the 23-year-old plus-size model who was getting the buttock tattoo, she fanned her buttock area with a damp towel. The flames also set fire to her thong.
So she went home without her thong, the thong, thong, thong.
And her tattoo artist said, I didn't even realize she was wearing one. You need a sodding miming license and a torch to find out for sure. She could have had a complete wardrobe in there, and I'd have been none the wiser, said the tattoo artist.
He's describing my type.
So both of them were rushed to the hospital. They were treated for minor burns and shock. And they both blamed each other for the incident.
I mean, it was the cigarette's fault.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he shouldn't have been smoking while putting a tattoo on her.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure she couldn't hold it all that time depending on what she ate.
I mean, you're going to fart. People are going to fart. You can't help when you're going to fart. Your digestive system, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Most Americans have that in common. That's the biggest problem with their digestive system. So if you're a tattoo artist given a buttock tattoo, you shouldn't be smoking because this could be happening.
I guess Ben-Hur went out in a blaze of glory.
Well, the tattoo artist was set ablaze during a butt tattoo gas leak That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. I have a list of things people only pretend to like. Things that people will tell you that they like, but they really don't. One of the things on this list is other people's kids. That's awful.
Or just kids in general.
Well, I guess kids that aren't our own, I guess that could fall under that umbrella.
Yeah, since I don't have any kids, all the kids in the world are other people's kids.
But other people's kids are on the list. I guess it's nicer for you to tell people that you like their kids when you really don't.
Oh, it's multiple facets. Not only do you like them, also that they are cute. You know, you ever seen like baby pictures, and you can't say a baby picture looks bad, but in your heart, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know about this one.
All right, besides other people's kids, the list of things that people only pretend to like are NFTs. Coleman, do you know what NFTs are?
Not really, no. I know it has something to do with memes on the internet or ownership of viral videos. It's fairly new, and I have no idea how it works or what it is.
Well, when I saw this, I Googled NFT because I didn't know what NFT was. And NFT stands for non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token, maybe? I don't know.
Non-fungible token.
Well, I can sit here and tell you with 100% honesty, I don't pretend to like NFTs because I don't even know what the hell they are. And it already sounds like something I don't like. So, no, you won't catch me pretending to like NFTs.
A non-fungible token is a unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a digital ledger. So that
sounds
would,
like French to me. I have no idea.
Well, that would be your meme. That would be video recording, meme, you know, something. I guess an NFT is something that people might use on the internet, but they're not allowed to use it because they don't have the rights to use it.
Who would pretend to like such a thing?
Yeah. Who would say I like NFTs? Okay, other things besides other people's kids and NFTs that people only pretend to like. Company holiday parties. Can relate to that, although we haven't had one in a while. TV shows like The Voice and The Masked Singer. People only pretend to like those. Like, if I didn't like that show or those shows, why would I tell people that I did?
Yeah, so far, most of the things on this list doesn't seem like something you have to pretend to like, other than other people's children, because you don't want to offend other people, especially when you see how proud they are of their children. But NFTs and The Masked Singer, like, you don't have to pretend to like that. Like, I don't even, like, The Masked Singer, the reason I don't like it, because even after the singers are unmasked, I still don't recognize who the hell these people are.
Watching golf on television.
I hate watching golf. You actually do like it though, right?
If it's a big tournament and there are great players playing, yeah.
So you're not pretending, John?
No, cool? No. I'm not pretending. Again, who doesn't like watching golf on television? Who would then tell people that they do? Neighbors is on this list of things people only pretend to like. Many people just
Well, I show my neighbors common courtesy, but I stay to myself for the most part. So I don't pretend to like them, but I do show them neighborly respect. I'll wave if they wave, but other than that, I avoid them.
Vacationing with extended family. Because most people, they go on vacation. If they go with their families, they want to leave it right there at their family. They don't want the extended family.
I don't even want the primary family. Do you know how hard it is to have fun when your mom's around? She always wants to do stuff like go on cruises and go to Vegas, but like I can't do all the stuff I want to do because my mom is right here.
Three more things on this list that people only pretend to like. Pregnancy.
I mean, I've never been pregnant before, so I don't know if I would like it or not either. It doesn't seem fun when I see other people pregnant.
So are they talking about the women that are pregnant? Or are they talking about other people who don't like pregnancy?
Yeah, this should have been more specific. Because I'm thinking to myself, if I found out that somebody I knew, I got them pregnant, I probably wouldn't be too thrilled. But
if you have friends and they have kids, I don't have a problem with that if that's what they
I'm indifferent. I'm not going to say I like it or dislike it. As long as it's not my kids, I could care less.
Running. See, I'm no fan of running, and I don't know who runs and pretends to like it and tells people, oh yeah, I like running, and they really don't. And going to church on Sunday.
I haven't been to church in decades, so I don't have to pretend to like that anymore either.
Even though I'm Catholic, I don't go to church every Sunday.
But when you do go, do you enjoy it? See, the thing about Catholic churches, right? This usually take about an hour. Have you ever been to a Baptist church service? Dude, it could be up to 4 or 5 hours.
Are the Baptists the ones that sing and dance?
Yeah, they do. They do the choir. They do the baptisms. They have the collection played about 4 or 5 different times. And then they have the brimstone preacher talking about Revelation, how everybody's going to die if they don't give them the money.
See, I've seen some videos on YouTube and on the internet of people dancing and singing at church. And they're really getting down. They're really having a good time. And I thought to myself, sure, that's not the exact religion I am, but they look like they're having a blast.
Yeah, if heaven was like that, it wouldn't, if everyone was like that, it would be cool to go.
And also thrown in here, Facebook, people say they like and they're only pretending. Social media influencers, small talk. All right, see, I can agree with that. And there was, and finally, people in general.
I can relate to the last one.
People pretend to like other people, but they really don't. I thought that was interesting. A list of things people only pretend to like.
Don't you wish we can get to the point in society where we just accept that we don't have to pretend anymore? Wouldn't it be cool to just say, I already don't like my neighbors. I already don't like other people. I already don't like these TV shows. I already don't like your kids.
I think life would be better that way.
Yeah, just be honest. Oh, here's my son. I don't like your son. Please keep your son away from me. I think if people were more accepting to accept that people don't like certain things that you like and nobody got offended, the world would be a much better place. You don't have to hold any animosity in.
So there's a stigma about not liking things, because if there wasn't, people would just flat out and tell you, no, I don't like these things.
You know how many people don't like me just because I don't like dogs? Like, you don't like dogs, and it's this whole thing, and I have to explain why. And yeah,
well, I wonder why you don't like dogs.
Too much to take care of, too loud, too noisy, especially chihuahuas. They're the worst.
Nah, dogs are great.
No, they're not.
And I'm not pretending. Hey, coming up, still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Do you know a bunch of people named their baby boy Taysom around here recently? Do you know where that name came from? I mean, he's the football player on the New England Patriots that can play basically every position. But do you know where his parents got that name from? You may be surprised. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So a bunch of people are naming their sons Taysom after Taysom Hill. I was just reading about this woman in Mississippi who just had a baby, and she named her son Taysom. Do you know where, and she said she did so, she flat out said, I wanted something unique, and Taysom Hill is definitely unique. I mean, he's the New Orleans Saint who can play many different positions on a football field. There aren't many like him.
Yeah, but you think when you want to come up with something unique, you wouldn't take somebody else's name. You'd just make up your own, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, Taysom Hill's mother, Natalie Hill, she said there's not a great story behind her son's distinct name. She and her husband, Taysom's father, Doug Hill, wanted an uncommon name with two syllables for their son because Hill is such a short and common last name. So it had to be two syllables and it had to be uncommon. And where they lived in Idaho, where they had Taysom Hill, there was a construction company there called Taysom Construction. It was a local family-owned business in Idaho. And it came from the surname of its founders. Evidently, the company was everywhere in the late 1980s and early 1990s. They used to see Taysom construction signs everywhere. So I guess they looked at each other one day and said, hey, Taysom, that would be a good name for our son.
All right. So considering that this woman in Mississippi named her son Taysom because she thought it was unique after Taysom Hill, but then you find out that Taysom Hill's parents got it from a name in Idaho and where they was from. When you come to think about it, it's not really a unique name then. A couple of other people had it way before Taysom Hill. See?
Well, because of Taysom Hill, now even more people are going to have it.
Yeah. I like Taysom Hill's dad named Doug Hill because it sounds like the opposite. Most people, they don't dig a hill. They climb a hill, and most people dig a grave, but it was Doug Hill. So I just like that the dichotomy of the sounds of the name, Doug Hill. Like, he's digging a hill. He dug a hill. I love that.
Well, that's where Taysom Hill's name came from, the Taysom Construction Company out in Pocatello, Idaho.
Idaho. Speaking of Taysom Hill and football, I dropped down this week on the King of the Bayou football challenge. Ginty's now number one at 41 points, and it's all because of that one game that I predicted wrong. I thought that Cleveland would be able to beat the Cardinals, but
there were some good games this week. We'll talk more about that later when it's King of the Bayou football talk time. We still have a Monday night game tonight,
yeah,
and so we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a woman who was getting a tattoo on her buttocks. Wait till you hear what happened. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here. It's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. The Fart and the Furious. Tattoo artist set ablaze during butt tattoo gas leak. G- getting a tattoo touch-up should be very easy. But things recently took a dramatic turn for a plus-size model in England. She thought she was going to get a simple touch-up to her vintage buttock tattoo. But it ended in both her and her tattoo artist visiting the local emergency room after a gassy incident. The plus-size model in England, her, who has the butt tattoo, the tattoo on her buttock, her name is Tracy Munter. And she went over to Good Tattoo Emporium in Rotherham, England, to have the finishing touches applied to a representation of the famous chariot race scene from the 1959 movie Ben-Hur. She had that tattooed on her buttock.
You mean her ass is so big that you can have the entire Coliseum of Ben-Hur tattooed around her butt cheek with the chariots and everything? Wow. I'm going to have to check that ass out.
Yeah, you like larger buttocks.
Yeah, I like my women thick. I certainly do.
Well, this woman is a plus-size model.
I'm already into it.
Things took an unexpected turn when Tracy Munter let out a tiny fart while she was getting her butt tattoo touched up. That fart unexpectedly met the tattoo artist's cigarette. I guess he was smoking while he was doing the tattoo on the woman's buttock. He says, next thing is, I sense a slight ripple in the buttock cleavage area just around Charlton Heston's whip. Oops. He was the star of Ben-Hur. And a hissing sound, more of a whoosh than a rasp. And before I know what's happening, there's a flame shooting from her arse to my cigarette, and my beard has gone up like an Aussie bushfire. Well, he shouldn't be smoking a cigarette while he is tattooing a woman's buttock.
Yeah, it's on. It's definitely on him. It's definitely on him. It's not on her.
He rushed to the sink to put out the flames while the 23-year-old plus-size model who was getting the buttock tattoo, she fanned her buttock area with a damp towel. The flames also set fire to her thong.
So she went home without her thong, the thong, thong, thong.
And her tattoo artist said, I didn't even realize she was wearing one. You need a sodding miming license and a torch to find out for sure. She could have had a complete wardrobe in there, and I'd have been none the wiser, said the tattoo artist.
He's describing my type.
So both of them were rushed to the hospital. They were treated for minor burns and shock. And they both blamed each other for the incident.
I mean, it was the cigarette's fault.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
He shouldn't have been smoking while putting a tattoo on her.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure she couldn't hold it all that time, depending on what she ate.
I mean, you're going to fart. People are going to fart. You can't help when you're going to fart. Your digestive system, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Most Americans have that in common. That's the biggest problem with their digestive system. So if you're a tattoo artist given a buttock tattoo, you shouldn't be smoking because this could be happening.
I guess Ben-Hur went out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah! while the tattoo artist was set ablaze during a butt tattoo gas leak. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.